reasons did Lister give you for not being able to have that committee today?
Well, he gave me several, but we're going to meet Tuesday morning, report the bill out Tuesday, and have it on the calendar ready for action on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's, I just got through meeting with the, Lister and with Pat McNamara. I told Lister that he gave me the talk about these hearings not being printed. I said, I don't mean a damn thing. We don't need any printed hearings. So, but they're apparently no dice on tomorrow. And the boys don't get back in town here, they figure, early enough Monday morning.
No, they won't ever come back Monday.
But Tuesday, they have 10 o'clock, scheduled 10 o'clock meeting. And they promised me that they would report the bill out. I said, now look, we're not going to have any dances around there, any monkey business, are we? And they said, absolutely not. We'll have that bill out Tuesday, put it on the calendar, and we can take it up Wednesday.
All right, now you talk to Mansfield and see if
I'm going to talk to Mike right now, and he wants to get the damn bill passed as fast as possible.
You tell him that that's one that you've got to pass.
Yes, sir.
He's busy working on these meat projects of his, and you just tell him this is one we've got to pass.
Yes, sir. Now, the other thing on this food stamp thing, I got a hold of Carl Albert and talked with him. I reported back because I've been visiting with Mike Manitos. Carl just says that he just couldn't get another rule on that one. But I said, well, what about if you get a quick conference? And if we could get the conferees appointed, we could go to conference tomorrow and finish it and pass it.
You can't get a conference unless you get a rule.
Well, they can get a rule for a conference, but not a rule to accept the House amendments, or the Senate amendments.
All right, just so he get a rule, I don't think he'd do that. He called me. Judge Smith wouldn't give him a rule on anything. And Mike went over and got poor Ellinger, who didn't want to do this damn thing, to take it. Which is, nobody wants to use Australian meat in the food stamp anyway, and Freeman wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And those leaders of the Senate got to know that when a bill passes the House, please don't add his amendment, because it's almost tantamount to killing it. Howard Smith with the rule.
Yeah, I know.
So, I don't know what we do. You don't think that you might go to this damn, if we can't get a rule in the morning, you might go to this Miller.
Yeah.
And say, now, we're not going to use Australian meat or any imported meat in the food stamp, and I'll give you administrative assurance.
Yes, sir.
And we could check that out with Freeman and say, do you mind if I call that bill back and take that amendment off?
Yeah.
Because it's going to kill the whole damn bill.
I'll talk to Miller tonight. Maybe I could get a letter from Freeman to that effect to him.
Then you could move it back, take the amendment off, and send it to the president like it should have been done with competent leadership before.
Yes, sir.
And that'll straighten us out.
I never knew that Miller had any damn amendment on this bill. There was nothing around.
Well, Ellinger didn't want to take it, but Mansfield went over and urged him to take it.
Oh, for God's sakes.
And our own leadership is killing it. We all have got to understand that this is an 81-year-old man.
Yep.
And he is determined to murder any bill he can.
Yes, sir.
And when we got it past him rule before, we just did it with our eye teeth. Now we got to go back and get it again, and of course he wants to save that money.
I'll tell you, I'll get a hold of Miller tonight.
Tell him if you can get him assurance that his amendment will be in effect without putting it on the law.
Yeah.
Why do we want to take chances on killing the thing by law? And you'll get him a letter.
Oh, I'll tell you what the other thing is, if he'd like it. He could amend that resolution that's coming out of the Finance Committee on beef with his amendment on that. There's that Mansfield resolution's out of finance.
Yeah, but he knows that it won't have as good a chance to pass as this one. The best one is, say, now what you want to accomplish is not to use imported meat.
Right.
Now, if I give you a letter that we won't put it in the plan at all, won't you let me pass the bill? Otherwise, we're liable not to have a bill.
All right, I'll get out of here, Mike. He's downstairs now.
All right.
All right.